to mitoich. Because if he would have subscribed to mitoich, Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is that he would have allowed you to be serif even on Yontif. So Taisa says, because that would apply to mitoich, but then Taisa adds in something. So what did Taisus mean? So in order to understand Taisus, we needed to get a little background in the sugyas of mitoich. So we were introduced, Rabbi Isai, to the sugyas of Maseches Beitzah and Daf Yud-Beis that presents a machlokes Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. The Gemara struggles a little bit to try to understand what the machlokes is actually about. Is the machlokes about whether or not Hutzah is initially Aser on Purim? Is initially Aser on Yontif, or is it a machlokes about mitoich? So the Gemara proves that it's a machlokes about mitoich, and Rashi, in the way he develops and understands the Gemara, is that the machlokes mitoich is only on a level of the Rabbana, but on a level of the Oraisa, the one who holds a mitoich. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. On a level of the Oraisa, Beis Hillel is of the opinion that even if you don't have a Tzarech Hayom, you could do a Malacha, and therefore, Midah Araisa, you would really be allowed to carry even Avonim that have no Tzarech on that day. It's only Midah Rabbanon that they required a Tzarech Hayom. Whereas Taisus disproves Rashi, and Taisus says that's utterly ridiculous. And Taisus says, Avada, even Beis Hillel subscribe to Mitoich without a Tzarech Hayom, that would be an Isser de Araisa. So now we have Rabbi Isai on our shtenders, a machloikes Rashi and Toisis, whether or not min ha-Torah, if you have a malacha that would have been mutter for Ochel Nefesh and now we're applying it for not Ochel Nefesh, can that even be applicable sheloi letzorech klal? Rashi says yes, Toisis says no.
Rabbi, the Isser derabbanan according to Rashi is muktzah?
No.
What's the derabbanan?
I think Rashi says it's a gzeira derabbanan by even non avodim. You need a tzarech hayom in derabbanan. So now Rabbi Isai, Taisus has to prove what he says. How do you know that when you don't subscribe to mitoich that you don't need a tzarech hayom? So Jeremy wants to say, what do you mean? It's ridiculous. How could Rashi say what you think? In Sfarah, it makes no sense. But Taisus proves it from Gemaras. Taisus says even if you would accept. I have to get back to Jeremy's kasha. Jeremy's, well, I said it's a kasha. Like, how does this mitoich work? But we have to get the facts down before we get to back to Jeremy's kasha. So, Taisa says, I'll prove it to you from certain Gemaras. First of all, if you look at the Gemara of Sakhim by Hoyle, and Hoyle Pashtas is a different principle than mitoich, the Gemara presents a machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Chista, whether or not if a person who bakes miyantif l'chol, whether or not it would be like it or not. So ask Taisus, the Gemara only says, Rabbi says, you don't get malchus because of hoyle. Why? Even without hoyle. Why don't you say, mikotcher, hutcher, letzarech, hutcher, nami, shalot, letzarech, if according to Rashi, you don't even need a tzarech hayom at all, menatayra? That should be enough of a reason not to get malchus. Since I could be oifet for ochel nefesh, so I could also be oifet for non-ochel nefesh. Boom, shakalaka, we're done. We're good to go. Why do you need this whole concept of hoyle? Zetman Funda says Taisus, Elamai, the Gemara was assuming. Where was the Gemara assuming? Between the lines, on the Ksav Lovon, not on the Ksav of the black, not on just what I'm going to read, but what I'm actually going to contemplate, what I'm going to think, not what's on the paper, what's deep into the paper of Isai, in the premius of the daf, right? That's what's going on. That's the way a Taisus works. You can't only take the Gemara and what it says. You have to know what the Gemara infers. What the Gemara, what reflects itself, what's behind the page. So Zok the Halig Taisus, you see that I need a certain credentials for a mitoich. I need, not all mitoichs are made equal. And if there's not going to be a Tzarech Hayom, it's not going to be an Isser D'Oras. Zok the Gemara. And I added on to Taisus from the Shittim Kubetzis and Beitza and the Shittim Kubetzis and Sufis, that they say another riot. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to cook for a goy. Lochem Eloi La'akum. Frek the Rishayim, why? According to Rashi, mitoich shehutzel letzarech, hutcher nami shelo letzarech. Invite your Gaishan partners to your house, even if you cooked already. Because why did the Gemara even make a zero that maybe you're going to add on more? It should be mutter shelo letzarech klal. So Taisa says, Elamai, if I don't have a tzarech, it's going to be an Issur D'Oraisa. Which, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, you should plug in the two Tosafim together, and that reflects Tosaf L'Shitaso in Psachim Adapei Mabes. Because Tosaf needed to add in the Yamrin and Mitoch Shari, Afal Gab, what's Afal Gab, Rabbi Yisai, what's Afal Gab, an implied question. Tosaf was bothered by what? No, you have to remember my sheet in Mitoch. Mitoch's not an absolute heter. Mitoch's not something you could run with. Mitoch is limited. So Tosaf says, how does that fit into this Gemara that Rabbi Akiva does not subscribe to Mitoch? Because if you would have subscribed to Mitoch, it would have worked. Tosaf says, I don't understand. Afal Gab, what do you mean? There's no Tzorech Hayoyim. So Tosaf says, no, there is a Tzorech Hayoyim. Hocha Mashi Mevar Havitzorech. So Tosaf is alluding to what he was Mechadish and Beitza and Afal Gab in order to make sense of our Sugyam Sochem HaYam Bebeis. That's why everybody say, we're not stam like just, you know, varfing Mara Mekaymis and just trying to see things. Licked in between the lines in the clef of the Tosis, in the Daf HaLavon of Tosis, is this whole Tosis on Daf Yibes, this Machlokes Rashi and Tosis that he's alluding to right there. That's what Shas is all one song. The Ata Kisul Kames Ashira Azois. That's the low part before the high. But Rabbi, so what's with Rashi? What's with all of the bomb caches that you're showing from all these sugyas that seem to really blow Rashi out of the water? And really what Jeremy's saying is like, what in the world does Rashi say? Like, there's just no rules? Like, Yom Tov's just Hefker? What's going on over
here? Rabbi, just a question on the Shita's question.
Yeah.
Doesn't Rashi hold it in Issur D'Rabbanan though anyways when you do it Shalot Tzorech?
Yeah, but tomorrow's saying it's going to be a D'Oraisa.
Thank you.
Don't invite a guy over. Why? My wife tells me, why can't I have a guy over? I've always cooked my meals before Yom Tov. I don't. How many guys here actually cook on Yom Tov? How many families? There are a lot of families that like, I want to do my prep before. The cleaning lady's around then. I don't want to dirty up the kitchen. And I'm just going to have everything there and it's going to be done, right? How much cooking are you doing on Yom Tov? So why can't I just have the guy over? I'm not going to cook. I'll make sure not to cook. And then I'll have the guy over and I'll score some points with my business partner. You know, maybe I'll even be Maguire, you know, like that. You know, great. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, Gzeira Shami Arba B'Shul. And then what? Obviously, I'm over in Issur D'Oraisa. Why? Shitas Rashi. Gzeira Shami Arba B'Shul. I'm going to throw a piece of meat and another piece of meat for him. So you did Bishul for him. Right, it's a guy. It's a guy.
Rabbi?
Why? No, he's a chol nefesh. He's the chol tzarfeich, and it's a Jew. No, it's not for you. You're allowed to have guests with you. 100%. It gets a little complicated when you have, like, non, you know, like, people that, whatever. Maybe the other. The Gemara has a drasha lochem loy la'akum. Okay. Which, by the way, Rabbi Yisai, could minimize that question. You could really say, which the Shita Mekubetza says in Beitza, is that there's no raya from goyim. She's like, there's a pasuk lochem loy la'akum. Like, we were not doing this for Jews and not for goyim. And like, it doesn't have to challenge Rashi Shita. They're like, Rashi, whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom said, that's the way it works. But like, that's not a great kasha. But like, you know, the other kashas are more very very strong. For Rabbi Yisai, I have a much deeper kasha. Rabbi Yisai, I have a much deeper kasha. I want to talk and connect this to other sugyos. Rabbi Yisai, this is my kasha. And we learned in the last series, I was going to connect all the series. I love this kasha. Thought about this kasha a few years ago. I think I found it in the Imre Bina maybe. What's Shitas Rashi in Beit Zachov Zayin? Maybe you're smack, like someone walked into the shir right now. He's like, Beit Zachov Zayin Rashi, and like the whole shir screams out. What? What's Shitas Rashi in Beit Zachov Zayin? You know, middle. Ever? Places? What's Rashi talking about, right? Ever? And not only Rashi and Beit Tzalkov Zion, but what? Where else does Rashi say it? Sochin? Where? Where? Oh, that's our scribble there. Where does Rashi say the favorites? Sochin and Vov? Wow. Imagine the guy walks in like, whoa, Sochin and Vov, Rashi Tzalkov Zion, let's get about it. Yeah, it's happening, everybody. It's happening. Give it a few more years. It's going to happen. It's happening. It's building. It's building. Every block is creating. You're becoming B'nai Torah. Just don't stop. I'm serious. Ritzifus. Don't go here and fly here and I have to go here. Ritzifus. That's the way it's going to happen. It's not going to be through you. It's going to be through the Rabbeinu Shlomo. If you want it, he will deliver it. It's like Amazon. Amazon of Hashem. Am I talking about? Absolutely. Zion. Whoa. What Rashi say, everybody say? You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to what? Feed it to the dogs. Because what? Because if so, it's going to be osirik like Havara. Achshav Yaakov is Baruch Hu L'malach. I don't get it. Rashi. What are you saying? Beit Tzedak Yibis? You hold even Shalai Letzarek Klaus, my dear. The whole thing makes no sense. The whole sugya, after that comes Baruch Hu, it's mutter, it's mutter l'tzarech l'chol nefesh, it's mutter l'shalei l'tzarech. Wow, Rashi. What?
That's when it's also.
What's mitzvasa? What are you talking about? You sing a bishamai svar again?
Hi.
Guys, poor Murray started. Yeah. Well, okay.
No,
there, it needs my auction. Yeah, okay. No. No, so what? So you did a malacha. How can you say I did a malacha? Why is it anything worse than Shalom Tzarek Klal? Yeah. You're going in David's roots. You're saying, no, that you're explaining to me my auction. You're explaining to me the way out. When there's a mitzvah, this rainfall, so then I could look at feeding the dogs as if you were served. No. So you were siren. No. I don't really care. You know why? Because I'm Rashi and Beit Tzedak Yud Beis. If that Sreifa could have been Mutter L'Tzara Chochol Nefesh, it could be Mutter Shaloi L'Tzara. What in the world is going on, Rabbi Isai? You want to build? Let's build from the last sugyo. Chevra, you get the guy sleeping on the computer. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Get over here and give me an answer.
Yeah, I missed the question.
They didn't hear what I'm saying. Chevra, you hear what I'm saying?
I heard, but I didn't understand.
Oh, Gavali, good gazal. Rashi sets up that the reason why you got to leave the challah. And the reason why you got to leave the chometz and the truma, whatever the gemara m'sachim and vav, you'll rattle off shots later, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshev to be a malacha, since the mitzvah is misreifa. Now when you're feeding the dog, it's as if you burnt it. So I'm asking, no, I burnt it. Rashi holds I'm allowed to burn it, even if I don't have a tzarech hayom at all, because mitoich shehotzu l'tzarech l'chol nefesh. You know whose kasha this is? My kasha. So I was losing sleep on this kasha a few years ago. What's with this Rashi? Yeah, Rashi's gevaldik. When you're just learning Pesachim Hayim and Beis, sugya number 6A. But once you get the sugya number 7, even though it doesn't say 7 on top, it doesn't stim. Because Rashi has to fit with Rashi. Everyone with me? No, you with me? It's a gevaldik chiddush when it's just Rashi and Beitza. When it's just a Shmuel Tayyar or Shmuel Rozovsky and Reb Chaim in a Rashi about Machil and Kovid and a burden Tashbitsu. But once you put in Rashi Shita and Elchaz Yomtiv and you have Bir Alochos and you have a problem with the guy who's running the Pesach program based on a Rashi, what are you going to do? No! You're just saying Bishamai Svar again. No, you're actually saying Bishamai
Svar. No, I'm saying
Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitoich.
Right.
What is the horse? Sorry. Hey, what's the horse? Horse says Rabbi Akiva must hold like not mitoich, because if it would have been mitoich, it would have been. The Gemara doesn't tell me anything about the way mitoich works. I go to beat so to understand according to Rashi what is mitoich. Rabbi Akiva happens to not subscribe to mitoich. What? The way mitoich works doesn't change it, right?
Okay,
Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold a mitoich, so fuck.
But the
I don't care about Rabbi Akiva. I don't care about that. I care about mitoich. I care about the way mitoich works. Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do with my kasha. I'm asking from Rashi and Beitzah of Zion, which has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva, to Rashi and Beitzah Yud Beis. Nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. The only reason why Rabbi Akiva is relevant is because Rabbi Akiva is an excuse for me to talk about mitoich. Because it happens to be, Rabba proved that from Rabbi Akiva's statement that he doesn't hold a mitoich. Great. Forget Rabbi Akiva. We'll get back to Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, chalas and itzvah, truma, chalas, whatever, psachim and mug, whatever you want to talk about. Up and that's the mechanics of mitoich. So I don't care. I could never get to achshem in l'malacha or the rashi. You could say chidushim today until tomorrow of the clothing with the mitzvah, tasrifa. It's an achshem. What achshem? It's yontif for goodness sake. Rashi shit, yontif, his head their gomor. The guy in the program. Take the Arab down, guy.
Murray, can you say maybe that mitoch doesn't apply here when you have?
I'm going to take your suggestion in a second. I want to make sure everyone's with me. I want to know if you guys are going to lose sleep the way I lost sleep on this couch. You hear? Ilum's with me. Yeah? Chevra. Bomb catch. Now we got to start thinking. Enough is enough. Enough Maran McClendon's already. Enough of the rattling off the rations everywhere, okay? Now the guy walks in and wants to hear some stars. What's going on over here? What's the Hezber Hadavar? Sometimes our Baisai, we're in the middle of our Machrusas, we're in the middle of the Beis Medrash, we're trying to rattle down the Maran McClendon's, got to get all the Maran McClendon's done before Shir. Nah. Just stop for a second. What do you think they're arguing about? This is a pretty fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Tosis, what they said. It's going to change your experience of the others. How about we conceptualize this for a second? What's going on over here? Why don't we ask like Jeremy's kasha? What in the world is Rashi talking about? This is clear. No yontif? It's just gone? It's done? How does that work? What is it? What's the svara? What Jeremy asked, like, what's the mucker? I don't even know what to answer. I don't know what to say. There's no gemara. There's no reshaining. Minayin shemitoich, minohani miwi. There's no gemara. It's a pella. Crane and work and drushes.
Rabbi.
Rabbi. And sumis and the shidim gubetzis and nafzayin.
Rabbi.
One second. Yeah. Who's that? Liav.
No, it's Yosef.
Yosef.
I'm trying to answer. I don't know if Rabbi wants an answer.
Yeah, give me one second. I just want to share something. Everybody said, I didn't put this on the Maran Mikvamis, but I found this unbelievable Maran Mikvamis. And it's the Sefer Achinuch, write it down. It's the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadiches in Parshas Emor, where he talks about the Yisr to do Molach Anyot. And the hefter to do malacha for Ochel Nefesh. It's called Shaloi Lassus Malacha V'yoyim Rishon Shal Pesach. Very apropos. Medina HaMitzvah Masha Amro Zohrenu Levracha Shafa B'sheheter HaKosav HaMalachos L'tzorach Ochel Nefesh Dafka Advarim Shiyev Shal Asoysa Me'er V'yontev Hu Sheheter HaKosav HaKosav Anything that you couldn't do beforehand, so you should do on Yontif. Kumoze, Atam, Itiru, Lodusamon and Yontif, and therefore you can even do some toichin and crush some spices. You shouldn't do Mafigi Taimayu, because the Gemara in Beitza and Abudala tells us that they have a hafogos tam. They lose their step, their freshness. The Shia Akash Shahin Doichin. Fine. So he makes a difference, the distinction between Efsher Biboidim or not Efsher. Could you have done it before? Fine. V'oy biru amaforshim afroinim inyan zeh. I'm sorry, I want to back up a little bit. Let's start from the beginning. Shaloi nasis belocha b'yayim rishon shalfaga pesach, shu yontif b'nisan, tesva b'nisan, yorin mega gredish l'mechlo zavoy, the lois asu, for his er alzeh akotsa b'seder bo, alparo, shomer kol melocha lo yase behem. V'amar akotsa, listen carefully, everybody say, listen to this, the clinch. Kan melechas avoyder v'loy omer kol melach. Amar akosav kan melechas avoyder v'loy omer kol melach. L'fish etzorchei olchol nefesh, hutru lasleis b'yont. Food requirements were permissible on yont. K'mo sheba akosav b'mokom ach. Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh hu levado yaseh lochem. V'zeu perish melechas avoyder. What did he say, the Chinuch? The Torah asked Melech Zavoida and Tzorche Yochel Nefesh not. What is Melech Zavoida? Kolaymar, Moloch HaShe'enu L'Tzorche Yochel Nefesh, Ke'inyin Shenemar, V'chol Avoida Basode, V'chein V'kayin Hoya Oivir Adoma, Melech L'Stei Nevad, Oivir Adoma, so farming, farming. Aval HaMoloch HaShe'hi L'Yochel Nefesh, Kimo, Habishal, Ukayaitzebo, Melechas Hanoi, why Melechas Avoida? The Chaim Parish Ramban Zaporo Lavra. What? No great shakes. Sefer HaChinuch begins, the mitzvah of Reit Sari Ches, introduces to us Melechas Avoida, Melechas Ochel Nefesh, categories, on why this heter is you can cook on onion. Abba Rabbi say, listen carefully. I'm skipping in the Sefer HaChinuch to where, in my volume, it says Dalit. Hey. V'chein ma sha'omru zechroiner levrach. She'ein bechlal heter tzorche ocho nefesh. Mashu achila v'shpia levad. Ela af kol davar hatzorach lo la'odam lebo bayoyim, bein shu udvar mitzvah kigoyin kotan lamulo velulav lotisba. V'chein sefer Torah likros bo, v'chol yoyma v'yoyma zman Torah. Ooh, that's a nice language. V'chol yoyma v'yoyma zman Torah. U'bein she'ino davar mitzvah ela tzorche guf lebo bayoyim, kigoyin rechitzas raglayim, b'mayim chamim suhuch mubyontif, by the way, our sugya rabbi site is the underpinnings of showering on Yom Kippur site. I just didn't want to get too sidetracked. If Jeremy pulled my arm and pushed pressure on me to give the smoking shear and then the showering shear, I don't know, maybe we should give the showering shear before we should give the smoking shear. Our showers mutter on Yom Kippur, hot showers. Oh, I just saw a lot of heads wake up. Well, what if I was saying? It's a geschmack. Rabbi site! Did everyone hear what I just said from the Sefer HaChinuch? What's he talking about? What sugya is he talking about that I just read? Anyone have a daf? Beit Yud Beis. You hear that? Beit Yud Beis. Is that Bali? Julian, does that Bali? Frektim in chaschinoch in sif cotton ches. Look this up, Rabbi Yisai. V'chein mashomru ruchitzas raglayim v'chal ha'etet d'chol nefesh. Divrei harav ha-mechaber tzorech in godol. This Sefer HaChinuch makes absolutely no sense. Why? Dinera midvorot, because it sounds like from the presentation of the Sefer HaChinuch, who was who, Rabbi Yisai? Who was the Sefer HaChinuch? Unknown. Very good answer, right? Beautiful. So who do we suspect that it was? Really was unknown. Who do we suspect that it was? Anyone else? Aaron Alevi, the Rebbe of the Ritva. Talmud of the Rashi. Betek Abayis. Shmer Sabayis. Cool. The Ner Mitvarek, the Hodem Otel Lohotzei Sefer Torah Kedoymeh, whom he can't, Kevin, the Tzarech Lo Havei Ka'ol Chol Nefesh, ube emes loyer isi zefesh shom mokum. Ube beitze yud beza manal besugi de beshami mugur de bo tzol kuli alam vetoik tzotzol zar puchol over zar. Says in Chizkuch, he's mixing apples and oranges. He's introducing in mitzareish sarichas ochol nefesh, what's mutter and what's osur. And then he says, oh, and by the way, this is also pshat in the sugya of whether or not I can be motzi a katan or a lulav on yon. Someone hear them in Chatzkinus Kasha? Say, Chatzkinus just like, kind of like the rail. That's not open nefesh, that's because. Sorry for Ian Gobble. What time is it? Divrei Rav Mechaber Tzarchi in Godel. The Ner Midvarov, the Hodem Mutal Hoytzi Sefer Torah Kadaimu Mitam Kevin the Tzarch Lo Havei Ka'ochol Nefesh. Beitzer Yud Beis Otzos Sefer Torah is not because of Ochol Nefesh. It's because of what? It's because of Mitoch Shalotu Lutzarech Ochol Nefesh. Puchunami Shalotu Lutzarech Ochol Nefesh. Yet the Sefer HaPinuch is bringing this idea in the context of what? Of the heter of Oichol Nefesh. That's not what he's saying. You're saying a shtickel Torah with him. He's saying, the chayn midine this pasuk of Oichol Nefesh is being matter, all these other things. That's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. It's because of a Gemara that says, mitoich. Sefer HaPinuch doesn't say boo about it. And he's a mighty hamitzis. He's clarifying the psukim. He's telling us something weird. Wait a second. I'd like to think about this. I'd like you guys to see this Sefer HaChinuch very side of us. I want you to see this Michas Chinuch. I want you to think about this, wait a second. You're ahead of me in the Ma'amar Kemetz, Baruch Hashem. We'll get to that. Don't worry. By tomorrow. But we got to start answering some questions. What is all this about? What's going on with this? How does Rashi make any sense with Rashi? Achshavei. What Achshavei? It's a Heter Gomer. It's Motor Baal. Well, what's going on? How could Rashi actually say? What, like Jeremy started off in the sugya and he was giving me a hard time. How could you say, let's have clock? Hey, don't you have to say like Tysus? There has to be a head. There has to be a mat. Or you got what you want time to think about this? Play or pause? What are we pressing? Play? Because you don't want to think about it. I got it. I feel bad. I didn't give you this cleanup. I want you. So I give you guys a chance?
Can we stay it inside?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so back. Baruch Hashem. He's leaving Achashverosh's house. Beautiful. Excellent. Yeah. Mitzareish Tzadiches. Mitzareish Tzadiches in the Chinuch. I just read the first two paragraphs. Then I jumped to Hey, where he says, V'chein Masha Omri Zechorna Rebach. Where he quotes the Gemara in Beit Yud Beis Abad Al. The Minchas Chinuch is, it could be, here I have Hey and then Ches. You have it's Divra Matsu Bakin Masha Onu repeats this Raglayim Ubachal Heta Doichal Nefesh. Divra Rabba Mao Chabert Sarakin Godel. Where are you? You know what I'll give you?
Match it up with this. Save my finish, but it's more to save our finish.